Ever feel like your brain is playing a game of whack-a-mole with your focus? You're trying to tackle that mountain of emails, but suddenly you're down a rabbit hole on cat videos? Yeah, me too. That's why we're talking about something super important today. Understanding your attention deficit and how to manage it. Don't worry, I'm not here to diagnose anyone, leave that to the pros. This is about recognizing those sneaky attention stealers in your life and equipping you with some serious mental superpower hacks to take control. You know that feeling when you're trying to have a deep conversation but your mind keeps wandering? Or maybe you start a project with all the enthusiasm in the world, only to find yourself scrolling through social media an hour later? That, my friends, could be your attention deficit whispering sweet nothings in your ear, distracting you from what truly matters. But here's the good news. Understanding this deficit is the first step to becoming a true focus ninja. Think of it like knowing your enemy. Once you know their weaknesses, you can develop strategies to conquer them. So, what are some key takeaways to level up your attention game? First off, recognize that distractions are everywhere. From buzzing notifications to endless scrolling, our world is designed to grab your attention. So, how do we break free? Well, one of the simplest yet most powerful tools in your arsenal is mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. That's like trying to catch smoke. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts without judgment and gently redirecting your focus when it wanders. Think of it as a mental gym session for your attention muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Another game changer is setting boundaries. You know that feeling when you start cleaning your room and suddenly find yourself reorganizing your sock drawer? Those are boundary breaches, letting tasks expand beyond their initial scope. Setting clear boundaries with your time, technology, and even conversations can help you stay on track and prevent those mind-numbing spirals of distraction. Speaking of boundaries, let's talk about our relationship with notifications. You know that little red badge on your phone telling you there are unread messages? It's like a beacon of chaos calling your name. Turn those notifications off, my friend, and reclaim your focus. Create designated times to check emails and social media. Think of it as scheduled attention breaks rather than constant distractions. And don't forget about the power of planning. A clear roadmap for your day can be a lifesaver when your attention is feeling scattered. Start with a simple list of tasks, prioritize the most important ones, and break down larger projects into smaller, manageable chunks. This sense of structure can give you clarity and direction, making it easier to stay focused on what matters. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this, you're trying to write an important email, but your mind keeps drifting back to that unfinished crossword puzzle you started earlier in the day. Every time you try to refocus, that nagging feeling of, I should finish that puzzle, pulls you back in. Sound familiar? That's your attention deficit rearing its head, trying to distract you with something shiny and tempting. But here's how you can combat it. Acknowledge that distraction, gently redirect your focus back to the email, and then, reward yourself for staying on track. Maybe treat yourself to a 5-minute break after finishing the email, or set a reminder to tackle that crossword puzzle later. The key is to find a balance between giving in to those tempting distractions and staying focused on your goals. So, let's recap. Understanding your attention deficit isn't about beating yourself up. It's about recognizing those sneaky distractions and equipping yourself with the tools to manage them. Practice mindfulness, set clear boundaries, tame those notifications, and plan your day like a boss. Remember, you are in control of your attention. Use these strategies to become the focus ninja you were always meant to be. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with attention? Share your thoughts, stories, and tips in the comments below. Let's create a community of focused individuals supporting each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to Heal Your Attention Span for daily doses of mental training that will empower you to live a more focused, fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.